every quad, but they do have yours ready.
It's the only one I'm interested in.
So, I mean, we can talk about it, okay?
Right.
And let's talk about that first, and then we'll get to your game, okay?
Okay.
And, by the way, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Another very successful campaign. And you had a great quote in the paper that you were as proud of this team as you were last year's team. And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, because, really, I don't know that your expectations. I know you always want to be successful and win every game you can play. But on paper, you know, you just left a 10-0 ball club, and you didn't know what to expect with this year's team.
Well, you know, we had a lot of questions coming into the season, and then we had the injuries early on. But
you really didn't know what you had for about 3 weeks, did you?
Well, you know, I mean, it was just and we just had so many tough losses early where our kids played hard, and we just weren't, we just couldn't find a way to finish some of those games. And you know, I'm just proud of our kids. Boy, I'm proud of, you know, all the coaches who just, everybody just worked so hard to you know, to finish this thing out on a strong note. And that's something I'm very proud of for our players, that they were able to do that.
When injuries hit like that, it really takes the coaching staff and some players to keep everything together. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago, maybe last week. I think I had you last week, actually. But anyway, we talked about people stepping up. And I saw a name last night, familiar name, Dakota Duran, who has stepped up and I'm sure has exceeded anything that you might have expected out of him this year. But just a couple of big – he had a fumble recovery last night, I think. Two of them, yeah.
Well, it's a, you know, Dakota and some of those guys, and Dakota's done a great job for us. He changed position this year on offense, and he's gotten better each week. But there's a lot of guys that that really have stepped up, people don't even know about. Daryl Smith was our basically our third string center coming in this year, and he started every game because of injuries. And Daryl has just done a fantastic job for us this year at center. You know, Coach Five Ash, you know, the assistant coaches, they're the ones that, you know, I'm probably one that gets, you know, I don't know, been out of shape's the right word, but more worried about when people go down and whatever, you know, they can't play or whatever. But you know, our assistant coaches, our staff, they're the ones that have gotten these seconds and third string guys ready to play. And they've just done an incredible job this year. With just having, you know, putting together a great plan for us, and then most importantly, getting those guys that we maybe weren't counting on so much this year, getting them ready to play at a high level, and you know, they've done that. It's been all five of our assistants that have done that.
Last night's game, a little bit of a surprise, maybe to some people. I think they maybe thought it was going to be a little closer with Cascade, who's been a good rival of yours for the last few years, but got off to a really great start, and I think that pretty put the nail on the coffin there, actually.
Well, you know, we had to punt the first time we had the ball. We moved it a little bit, thought we probably could have taken some advantage of things there, but we get a big turnover on their second possession, and it was caused by, you know, 11 guys getting to the football, and because 11 guys were getting to the football, and we hit him and made him fumble it. But once again, because 11 guys were running to the ball, if Dakota didn't pick that ball up and run and score with it, it was going to be the next guy. You know, we had four or five guys waiting to scoop the ball up and score. And when you hustle and play with great effort every play, then you've got a chance to make some big plays like that. If we weren't hustling on that play, we would just have either been a tackle for a loss and they fumbled it, recovered, or we would just recovered it there. But as it stood, our guys were getting after it, and that's why we were able to score on that play.
Your balance, coach, has been really good this year too. I mean, the last few games, it seems to be everything's kind of clicking. This is kind of what you want to be when you're getting ready to go to playoffs, though, right? You want to be playing the best you can.
You want to be playing well, and you want to be healthy, And thank goodness we're all right now. We got a few little dings last night. But, you know, this is a big week for our program. And Monterey is a very good football team. And, you know, we're going to have another good week of preparation and play well and play hard next Friday night if we want to have a chance to win.
In your quad, it's Moore County. They get a bye. and they are 10-0. Then you are playing. You're hosting Monterey, which I knew you felt like you were going to be hosting that game. And then South Pittsburgh is hosting Columbia Academy, and Gordonsville gets a bye. Quite honestly, it looks like a pretty good place for you to be. I mean, if you don't really want to talk about, you know, other teams, but this is a better place than you possibly could be.
Well, you know, it's a, you know, first of all, you know, like I said earlier, we're going to have to play really well and play, you know, very hard in order to win Friday night. And, you know, I think that Scott Smith at Moore County would say the same thing that I'm saying. He would much rather play us the second round than Gordonsville or South Pitt. I mean, that's just, and we feel the same way. But I'm not, you know, we can't concern ourselves with who we could or might play in the second round, because if we don't take care of business and play like we're capable of playing, then there'll be no second round. You know, we've got to beat Monterey first.
And how big is that to be a home game? I mean, I'm sure it's got to help a lot.
Well,
I mean,
you know, it's a Monterey is. Is not just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Eagleville, you know. And it was just from coming back from Knoxville last week, we timed it. And just from that exit to my exit off of 840 was an hour and 15, 20 minutes. So it's going to be nice for us to go through our normal home pregame stuff. We don't have to leave school early. We don't feel rushed. We don't have to wait. You know, we have to wait on buses. We have to, you know, it's just what we do, and I think that'll be beneficial to us.
Again, Monterey, a tough opponent. Moore County. If you win that game, and that's all I'm going to say. I know you guys don't like to one game at a time. You play Moore County, but again, that's a familiar foe. So at least you know what you're up against.
Yeah, I mean, and they're a really good football team. They're not 10-0. You know, just by chance. They're 10-0 because they're good. They got good players. They're well coached. So I hope that I'm able to sit down here with you next week and talk about, you know, a rematch in that game.
Kind of good to be in there with the big boys, though, isn't it?
Well, you know,
I think they're starting to consider you some big boys.
Well, so, I don't know about that, but I'm just happy for our players. You know, I'm happy for our school, our community, that, you know, we can say that we've been. This is the fourth consecutive year we've been in the playoffs. And our seniors, they don't know what it's like to not experience the playoffs. They've gone every year. And I think that's something to be said for us.
Steve Carson, our guest on the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner. You talk about the four playoffs appearances. Now that winning has been instilled into the program, you know, and you, I know you don't like to say brag, you know, about yourself or anything like that. You don't have an ego, but I will say this: you've got more kids coming out now. They have that knowledge of how to win a game. I mean, all those things is exactly what a coach that's building a program wants to be, is to get to that point. And you guys are really are at that point.
Well,
I would,
you know,
think.
I don't know if we've got to that point.
I knew you were going to say that.
But,
I know.
But I'll say this: that you know, it takes a lot of work from a lot of people, and. It takes a great administration with a huge amount of support, which we have and have always had since I've been there. It takes good players. You know, that's first and foremost. It takes good players, and we've been pretty blessed in that area the last couple of years. And then probably the second most important behind players is you got to have a bunch of good coaches. And I feel just extremely blessed and. Just almost lucky when I look at the five assistant coaches that work with us there at Eagleville and how fortunate we are to have each and every one of them.
And they love it there.
I mean, well, you know, I hope they do. Yeah. I hope they do. And because, you know, they do a great job. I can't throw out enough adjectives about what a great job they do. It's just incredible.
Chris Hale is back running well. Your quarterback Jordan, he's having a great year, but that offensive line and defensive line, I want you to mention them just a little bit, because year in and year out the last 4 years You've been able to run the ball. You've been able to protect the quarterback for the most part, with a whole different quartet. I mean, a whole different quartet of guys each and every year. So I know you got to be proud of that and the coaching in that department.
Well, you know Dallas Anderson at right tackle, Jason Griffin at left tackle, Darryl Smith, who I mentioned, who coming into this year, we wasn't really sure this was going to be the year that he was going to contribute. We knew that he would at some point. We didn't know if it'd be this year or not. And as it turned out, he got thrown into that position because of injuries, and he's responded, done a great job. And then we got a sophomore left guard and James Merritt, and then a sophomore left tackle and Alex Ware. Those guys have done just a tremendous job. You know, I leave off Heath Moss, who broke his humerus bone, has been out since about week four or so. But Heath was a tight end. We had to move him to tackle because of injuries early in the year, and Heath stepped in and did a great job there. He was an extremely undersized right tackle, but just played as hard as he could, never complained, and he just wanted to play, and he loved playing for us. And, you know, those guys up front have, Chris and Dakota and Ryan and John Posada and Andrew, those guys – is what people talk about a lot, this, that, and other, and they get their names written in the newspaper, and we talk about them here, and they deserve to be talked about and written about. But now those five or six guys have been playing up front now have they deserve a vast majority of that credit.
Yeah, we do a lot of times when I think we forget about them, and you don't win many football games without them.
No, you're not going to.
Yeah. I want to take just a second to talk outside of the football realm. Because the Eagleville volleyball team,
oh,
girls,
man, what a great season.
And I want you to give, if you will, talk a little bit about them, because we are in the football season, but volleyball gets overlooked a lot of times, and there's some great gals playing on that team, and they've got an awfully good coach.
Well, you know, Kara's done just a super job. I see her working in the summer. I see her working in the spring. She's got the girls out there doing things all the time. They're having fun. They're learning. And what a great season to go to the state tournament. You start looking back at the Eagleville sports program over the last couple of years, and think about what our kids have been able to experience. You know, one or two team wrestling state tournaments. The baseball team went to three straight state tournaments and the state championship game last year. The football team's been to four straight playoffs, one quarterfinal.
Golf.
We had a couple of people in the state golf tournament the last couple of years. Our basketball teams are always going to be good. They've been to the state tournament the last couple of years, sub-state last couple of years. Our whole sports program at Eagleville now, our kids have got to experience a lot of really great stuff over the last 4 years. That, you know, there's a lot of schools, when you talk about the entire sports program, that have been around for a long time that haven't experienced that.
Well, I just want to tip our hat a little bit to them and the entire Eagleville athletic universe. You're getting where you're in dominant. I'm just telling.
Well,
you.
I don't think.
I knew you were going to say that.
All right? But it's we've got good teachers. We've got a great administration. We've got good coaches across the board at every sport. And
the principal's okay.
Coach Tyler's a good man.
And I'm a little upset I didn't get invited to the homecoming float thing, and I wanted to put that out in front of the public that I'm terribly upset. After 2 years in a row, I didn't get invited.
I'm going to stand on the record here that I thought that you should have been.
Thank you, and I will have a grievance with Coach Tollett sometime or another, but I think I was passed up by a better candidate. So, you know, it's okay.
Well,
I guess I forgive him.
I don't
want a grudge, you know. I don't.
Yeah, there's no reason to do that.
No. Good luck next week, Coach, and we will see you. And for everybody from Eagle that's listening, 10:20 is your time for interview. And of course, as our show normally does, we never get to that time anyway.
Well,
so.
Basically, what that means is
you're going to be on time.
I'm going to be on time.
Yeah,
it should be at 10:30.
Exactly. Coach Steve Carson of the Eagleville Eagles. Good luck against Monterey next week, and he will be playing at 5:05. It's a host game, 7:00, Eagleville High School. Go out there to the Field of Dreams. It's a beautiful place to watch a football game.
Yes, it is, and I appreciate your time today.
All right, Coach.